Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I believe not only the Antichrist will be a Jew, and not only will he be from the tribe of Dan, but I believe he will be a homosexual. By the way, it's so accepted now in our country, it shouldn't be, or around the world, it shouldn't be a strange thing to think that a world leader would be homosexual. Preacher, where do you get that? Well, in Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 37, the Bible tells us, is speaking of that wicked king in verse number 36, the Antichrist, verse 37, and neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Notice, if you got a King James Bible, the word God is capitalized. Jehovah God. The God of his fathers. Whose fathers? The Jews. Again, this is another reference. He has to be a Jew. He didn't regard the God of his fathers. Neither, now look at this next phrase, nor the desire of women. The word desire here means he did not take delight or pleasure in women. Now you can go anywhere you want to with this. I just believe that he is so Antichrist that he's going to be a homosexual. It's an abomination. What can be more anti-Christ than being a homosexual? That's pretty much, yeah. Now, I will say this, and there's some argument here, and I had a debate with somebody. It wasn't much of a debate, because we ate at Wendy's a couple. Remember he talked about that? There's a fella that not too far from here that believes that homosexuals cannot be saved. They're reprobated, and that once they're a homosexual, they're done with. So I listened to his argument and all what he had to say, and I just simply, instead of arguing with him, I just shared with him the Word of God. And in 1 Corinthians, it makes a statement. It makes all of such, these won't enter in the kingdom, as were some of you. God can save anybody, as were some of you. When I read that statement, you know what he did? I got to go. He couldn't argue with that. As I said, listen, I don't care who they are. If they turn and repent of their sins and turn to faith in Jesus Christ, God not only able, he wants to save them. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And what is all means everyone. Anyway, that's another subject for another day. I believe, again, that he's going to be a homosexual. And then, just for reference, we'll be getting to that next week. In Zechariah chapter number 11, begin verse number 15. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee the instruments of a foolish shepherd. There, Kyler, write that on that's another name given to the Antichrist. How did I miss that one? Foolish shepherd, that's 9, the foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land. In what land? Israel. Which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that is standing off. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear the claws in pieces, their claws in pieces. He's going to ravage Israel. In verse number 17, woe to that idle shepherd. Did I have that in my? How did I miss these? Number 9, write that one, Kyler. The idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. Again, to me, it's a reference of Israel. He leaveth the flock. He's a Jew, but he's not regarding the God of his fathers. He leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. And his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Why is that so important? Because when we read in Revelation chapter number 13, we're going to read about the Antichrist, how he dies. He receives a deadly wound. We're going to look at that next week. And whether you not believe he actually died, we'll talk about next week, or he was just unconscious or whatever. I believe he died, and I'll give you the reasons for that. And he came to life again. Only one person ever resurrected with a glorified body. Who was that? Well, there's some that came out after him, but I'm saying the first was Jesus Christ. There was a lot that rose from the dead. Lazarus come forth, and when he came, he still had his fleshly body. Remember, was Elijah or Elisha laid on that widow's son? Who was that, you Bible scholars? Elijah? Elisha, thank you. Laid on that guy, and he rose from the dead, you know, and but he was still in his flesh. Only one rose from the dead, the first, that was Jesus Christ. He was resurrected. The Antichrist will just simply raise from the dead. Okay, and we'll get into that next week, and y'all may get mad at me about this, but we'll look at that next week. Anyway, verse number 17 refers to that deadly wound, Zechariah 11. It talks about the sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean, dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Could it be, that he is assassinated, shot in the head, on the right side of his face? Again, I'm just trying to put these things together. We know there's a deadly wound, and that's pretty deadly if you get shot in the head and your right eye is darkened and it causes some kind of paralysis. And his right arm shall be dried up, probably caused because of the injury to his eye, his head. People, he's dead and he rises, but he has that. Are y'all following? Okay. We'll look more about this next week. So that's some ideas of his names, who he is, not by identifying him, because we don't know who he is. I just believe he's out there somewhere. And then I have six things quickly about his personal characteristics, and I've got to run through these quick. Number one, he's going to be an intellectual genius. And I have a note here, that means he cannot come from Polk County. He's going to be smart, all right? Daniel chapter number 8, verse number 23. Let me get this right. Yeah. And in the latter time of their kingdom, and the transgressors are come to full, a king of fierce countenance and of understanding dark sentences shall stand up. He can be very intelligent. Very intelligent. I got as much I could say, but I need to move on. Number two, he's going to be not only an intellectual genius, he's going to be an oratorical genius. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 36, speaking of this Antichrist, where he says, the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things. He's going to be a great orator. People are doing remember when Obama was, that's why people thought Obama was Antichrist. Remember when he was campaigning years ago, and it just seems like yesterday. Where has time gone? And he went all over, even in Germany, all over, and people would just faint. Oh, remember that kind of thing? Because he was such a great orator. I didn't see it, but anyway. The Bible describes him as an intellectual genius. The Antichrist is a great orator. He's going to be a commercial genius. In other words, he's going to be as wise and business savvy. In Daniel chapter 11, verse number 43. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. He'll have great power. In other words, we're going to come to find out he's going to have a one world economy. He's going to be a commercially great genius. Revelation 13, we didn't read that, but we didn't go into Revelation 13 earlier. But it mentions about verse number 16. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, and I believe it, a literal mark, or in their heads. And no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So he's going to be a commercially genius, business savvy. He's going to be politically savvy. The one world government. We see in Revelation chapter number 17, he's going to defeat all the kings that are around him, rise up, the other power that comes up. Revelation 17, 11 and 2. And the beast that was and is not, and even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. We'll talk about that when we get there. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but one receive, but receive power as one king with 1 hour with the beast. So we see politically, he's going to rise up above everybody else and create a one world government.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.